At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Hey, it's the Simon Says Podcast. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean, and right over there is Charlie.
Well, hey.
And right over there, I think, is Maddie over there.
As far as we know.
You can please subscribe and like if you like, and check us out on the radio sometime at 987simon.com. We've all three been talking about doing our 10-year challenge, and Charlie has just about convinced me that she's just as gorgeous now as she was 10 years ago by showing me many, many pictures from 10 years ago.
Thank you.
Yeah. What about you? What happened to you?
Listen, what do you mean, what happened to me? I looked about the same.
You were so cute back then. Oh, God.
He looks even more the same than I do. Like,
no,
I have a few extra pounds, but...
No.
I'm timeless. In your face.
No, you were so good looking back then.
We still haven't seen pictures of you from 10 years ago.
I showed you one. I don't have 10 years. I don't
that
have 10 years
you.
In this thing.
No, it was a crab.
It was me and a crab. See? That's the oldest picture of me I have.
Yeah, and you look the same.
We all
look the same.
I'm
nothing's
fatter
changed.
There.
Well, a little bit. I found your pounds that you lost.
And I can't find that shirt. That's the other thing that's different from those years ago and now. So welcome to podcast number 103, isn't it?
Yeah.
103. How did we do it? I want to know about old people food because I looked at it for a half a second and I thought, some of this sounds great. Like, we put up a thing that asked, what do you consider an old person food? Ambrosia was one. I love that stuff.
I do, too. Is that the one with, like, the fruit cocktail and the whipped cream
and coconut.
Marshmallows and stuff?
No.
And whatnot?
No, it's mandarin oranges and baby marshmallows and coconut.
A whole lot of coconut.
I think it's all basically the same. Like, my grandmother used to make it a little different, but that's... I think we're saying the same thing.
No, we're not.
Okay. Completely
sorry,
different.
Man.
We'll agree to disagree.
I'm not agreeing. I'm
a
not
whole
going
lot of
agree
people said
that.
Cottage cheese, and I love cottage cheese.
I can't do it.
I love it.
I had to eat that as a kid, and I won't do it.
See,
and people used to put that, I think my grandma used to put that in lasagna. And
yeah, instead of ricotta.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Don't do that.
Why not?
Are you serious?
Okay, look, here's the thing. When you grow up in small town Washington, Indiana, when we were younger, you couldn't find ricotta cheese because that was like ethnic food.
You know what? You might be right.
From them Italians.
You might be right. If you like Italian, we got a Chuck E. Cheese.
But also in Indiana, cottage cheese is like on the list of sides.
Yeah.
At a lot of restaurants.
That I can dig it. There's a little diner I went to on the Eastern Shore and they had a lunch three is what they called it. And one of the three was orange sherbet.
Oh, really? That's dessert.
That's good.
It was on the thing. I got chicken salad and fruit salad and orange sherbet was my lunch three.
I think cottage cheese is still, it's like a consistency thing for me.
But see, cottage cheese, like, it's good with fruit. You can put peaches or pineapples in it.
Peaches are good without it.
And it's really good with fresh tomatoes.
Oh, no. I can't imagine that. That's nuts.
It just looks like it's wrong. Like, it looks like it's gone bad.
No, it's not green.
Well, no, but see, that's when you know your milk is bad. It has those little chunks in it. We talked about this.
My milk never goes that bad.
But you eat cottage cheese. That's exactly what it is.
I love cottage cheese. Right. Anyway, some people said chipped beef.
Hadn't had that since I was a kid. I won't eat it again.
Prunes.
Yeah. Prunes are okay. Call them plums.
Let's see. Tina said cornbread and buttermilk.
I've heard of that. Never tried it.
Yeah, my grandpa used to drink buttermilk.
Oh,
so that to me is kind of an old people
strong.
Food
but thing. What they do is they put the cornbread in a little dish,
yeah,
and then soak it down with buttermilk. So you've got like a mash going.
Oh, it's all smushy.
Oh, good. Make it even mushier.
Come on.
Vicky said liver pudding.
That's yeah. Okay. I don't mind that.
No.
I think like tapioca pudding.
Love it.
I've never had it.
You've never
it
had looks, tapioca
see,
pudding?
That to me looks like cottage cheese does to you. It just looks wrong.
Have you had bubble tea? Because those are big tapiocas.
I haven't, no.
You know they're starting to put those bubbles in coffee at Starbucks? They're doing
bubble coffee?
Really?
And they're coffee flavored.
Do they taste, so I was going to say, do they taste like anything?
No.
No, generally not.
It's just a texture thing. People
also,
love that.
This isn't really like a food, but my ex-stepdad had to have a piece of bread with every single meal.
Hmm.
Didn't matter what it was, and he had to have, I mean, he would just have a slice of bread, absolutely had to have every meal. Yeah.
Interesting. What else is on there?
The ambrosia salad that you said. I saw a Watergate salad.
Which one's Watergate? Oh,
it's
Watergate's
the green
one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that stuff.
It's all jello-y.
It's so good. It's pistachio pudding and pecans and coconut and
I love pistachio pudding. That might be my old person thing.
No, I love that stuff. What are you talking about?
When well,
I
you're had old.
Oh, never mind.
Somebody said pudding in general was old people food.
No,
I loved chocolate pudding when I was a kid, though.
K&W has the best chocolate pudding. It's almost like chocolate mousse.
Are you serious right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it's real good.
You go to K&W?
I haven't been in a
while. Speaking of old people
right?
food.
No, I hadn't been in a long, long time. My daughter used to want to go because she wanted to get those cubes of Jell-O that they have in those long glasses. She would, every time she had to have a glass full of cubes, she would fool around with one cube and the rest went in the trash.
My kid used to do the same thing.
What is that?
That's why I started making her get the pudding, because I like the pudding.
Because it looks way more interesting than it actually tastes.
Well, you know, this is turning into a food show because, Maddie, you had a thing about the hardest, easy foods to cook, the things that people can't seem to get right.
Right, and I actually kind of get some of it, but it's like, so for instance, pancakes.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure right off it was from a mix or making them from scratch. Making them from scratch, I don't think I could just right off pull off.
Oh, no, it doesn't even matter. I cannot cook a pancake.
Really?
Really?
I burn them every time.
Burn them?
Yeah.
Huh.
Sometimes
and they
it
don't
is
get even, you know when you go to like IHOP and they're perfectly golden all the way across?
Well, they got that in their name. Your name isn't Charlie Pancake. If it was, you'd have a big problem.
You're correct, sir. However, they're always like part of it's done, but part of it's not, and it's real black in spots, but it's then doesn't even look cooked in other spots. I'm not good at pancakes.
The thing that I got so mad about earlier this week was the new kind of pancake, which is not. It's a cake.
A sheet pan pancake.
It's a cake. It's no longer a pancake.
But I mean,
it's
not, it literally is a pancake.
If it's only like a half an inch thick, does that count as a cake?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a Smith Island cake?
No.
Smith Island cake is about 15 or 16 layers, and each one is about that much in the pan. And that's how you make it. And so what you have there is a not quite sweet, very disappointing cake.
Well, you still pour syrup on it and everything that you would with pancakes.
You're not going to talk me into it.
Oh, I think it's amazing. I want to try it.
Some of the other stuff is like eggs. In their various forms, pasta, mac and cheese, soup, mashed potatoes, rice.
Well, mashed potatoes you can screw up.
I've been fighting with
can
rice
you?
For a while now.
I love mashed potatoes.
I burn rice. I don't do rice much.
I started doing brown rice, and it's really
you throw that
troubling.
Out the window. But the problem with rice is that you never quite put enough water in there.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much you put, it always soaks it up. And if you don't watch it at the end, you either, it's still hard, or it burns.
Mm-hmm.
I like some good crunchy rice.
My favorite is wild rice. Party time. Y'all ready? Hey, another food item. Y'all ready for Girl Scout cookie season? Last year, I had a hot mom deliver mine right to the door.
Yeah.
You did?
What I love is that they were talking about selling them through DoorDash, and it's like, I can't go through Girl Scout season without getting, hit up at least 5 times over.
But I wonder if it'll be different because of all the crazy business going on
not
in the world.
Not even last year we had them.
But I don't know, man.
Yeah, we were still able to get them last year. I mean, they were still out selling them. They just were touchless or whatever. But, I mean, okay, Girl Scout cookies, God love them. they're expensive for a box of cookies.
Sure.
And then on top of it, you're going to add the DoorDash fees.
Yeah. Okay. But track
you're gonna,
back.
You're going to pay like $30 for a box of cookies.
But they bring it to you. It's so worth it.
Yeah. I have no problem with the Girl Scouts of America, and I am very excited about their cookies. I have a problem. Have you ever noticed, like, I feel bad when the Boy Scouts are out at, like, Lowe's.
Selling their popcorn?
Oh, my God. How did they get robbed with, like, the worst items ever? Like, hey, mister, would you like to buy this tiny box of popcorn for $46?
Yeah.
It's like, what is wrong with you guys? Like...
Yeah.
Girl Scouts cornered the market. Yeah, so it was at $4 or $5 a box. I'll pay that. Like, that's still, it's under $5.
Yeah, exactly. And you get, you know, quite a few cookies in there.
A single serving, correct.
When I was in Boy Scouts, we used to sell these little coupon books.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't remember what the coupon was for, but on the end of it, it had an additional perforated tear-off coupon for a free trip to the salad bar at the Golden Corral. And that was our big hook. Whatever the thing was, it came with a free salad bar.
I mean, I used to love a salad bar. You don't get them too much anymore, but I love a salad bar.
I just think it's funny. I don't remember ever selling anything as a Boy Scout.
No?
We just set fires.
Trying to remember if my brother sold anything, because I think that was before the popcorn days. But I sold Girl Scout cookies, and I had to hand deliver them to your door myself.
No, oh, no, this lady.
There was no DoorDash.
This was the Girl Scout mom last year, and she was hustling on Nextdoor.
My mom wouldn't let me do that. Well, first of all, so how some people take it to work and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
My dad couldn't do that because he was a manager. So he wasn't.
You have to buy these, see?
Yeah, he wasn't allowed to do that. So there went one opportunity out the window. I had to huff it and puff it all around the neighborhood selling those darn things.
So, do you like working here? How many cookies can I put you down for? See? Yeah, you like your job? See? Yeah. You want some Tosi-Dos?
And then when they came in, I had to go deliver them.
All right, tag along over here for
in
these
the snow,
cookies.
Uphill both ways.
You need a big fat order of thin mints if you want to stay employed. See?
Yeah, see?
Do you guys want to do phone calls now, or you want to keep talking about food for a minute?
It's up to
I'm
you.
Out of
do
food.
We have more food, or do you have calls?
I have actually... The best foods to eat if you want to live a long, long time.
That's dumb.
Hot dogs, according to Betty White.
Yeah, poor Betty White. What a heartbreaker, man. What a heartbreaker.
Look.
Still.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, it's still amazing that she made it to 99 and, you know.
And was doing really, really well up until like maybe the week before she died.
Yeah, that's the worst part. I feel bad. I mean, they said she had a stroke.
She had a stroke 6 days before she died. And that was nowhere in the news because I'm sure they were thinking, oh, this is Betty White. She's going to bounce back from that. She'll be at the party. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't feel bad about anything. She lived an amazing life.
Right.
Wildly celebrated towards the end of her life. So she died knowing that everyone loved her.
Yeah. You know, it's pretty amazing that when someone lives 99 years and everyone's like, but that wasn't enough.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No, Betty.
Yeah.
Like, no. And it's like, she's 99.
That's true.
I mean, how long do you want the poor lady to live?
Have I told y'all about the aging celebrity that I'm befriending now?
Oh, no. Who?
When I didn't have cable, that's happened since the last podcast. I was a week without cable or internet.
Can I guess?
Solid week. Huh.
Robert Blake?
Yeah, Beretta.
Because he's been watching all the old Beretta DVDs.
I don't know who's in Beretta. Like
you don't know Robert Blake?
I know who Robert Blake... Yeah, I know Robert Blake was had a whole murder thing. I don't know anything about Beretta.
He's fine. He didn't do it.
He didn't do it.
Allegedly.
No, he didn't do it.
Yeah,
there was no powder burns. His gun hadn't been fired.
Sure.
They were at Vitello's having dinner like usual.
Right.
And he went out to... He took Bonnie Lee out to the car, and he goes... Oh, Bonnie Lee, I forgot my gun. So he went back in to get his gun.
Wait, he left his gun in the restaurant?
Yeah. He went back in to get his gun.
That's what you do.
When he came back out, she had already been shot. He had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anywho.
He was found innocent, bruh. So he's 88 years old now. He hasn't worked since that. He had to file for bankruptcy because of all the legal battles and stuff. And he's saying... That, you know, I ain't dead yet, so stay tuned, is his message. He's probably going to do...
Ooh, a new Beretta where he chases you in his Rascal.
What about that bird?
So his real name, you might know this. Of course, you both know his real name is Mickey Gubitosi.
Well, yeah.
Because when he was in the Little Rascals, he used his real name.
He was in the Little Rascals?
Yeah. He was in the last incarnation of the Little Rascals before they shut it down. He was in there with Buckwheat and Froggy. You remember Froggy?
Yeah, I remember Froggy.
He was in there with Froggy. That's a point of reference. So anyway, I'm watching the thing, and I start Googling him on my phone because I still had data, which I went over, by the way, since I didn't have internet. So Spectrum's going to pay me for that, too. Anyway, so I found that he's written a book. Just like right now, he finished a book called Tales of a Rascal, What I Did for Love. So then I find his little Facebook page. He's only got 600 people on there.
Really?
Only 26 told him happy birthday. And they were all like, I love you in old movies. Hey, we used to watch you on TV. So
I've got more Facebook friends than that.
I jumped in there and wrote about, man, you gave it your all, every line, every role. You were always the real deal. I never missed anything you ever did, you know, just putting it on thick on that comment for his birthday.
Yeah.
And I ordered a book. And they say, for a limited time, Robert Blake will inscribe and autograph your book to you.
Oh.
So I'm sitting around, I'm like, oh my God, this is great. So I send multiple messages through the website. Hey, how do you know who to autograph it to? I mean, I'll buy another one if I need to. Is this Robert Blake for real? Then I get an email a couple days later from Mickey G asking me who to sign the book to. Mickey G.
Oh, he thought he was being stealthy, but you know the truth.
Mickey G sent me an email.
Great.
Look,
I think this is good for you. And I'm glad that there's still some of these old-timey TV people for you to latch onto. They're still around.
There's so few. Larry Storch is 99 years old, and nobody's talking about
it.
Who? See what I mean?
Even I don't know that one.
Was that a stooge?
No. No, there's no stooges left.
Who's Larry Storch?
Larry Storch was in a couple of shows. He was in that one with the fort. He was also in that short-lived TV show called Ghostbusters that was out in the 70s.
TV show called Ghostbusters?
He was one of the two. Hold on. Let me.
Because I saw Dobie Gillis pass away.
Larry Storch. Yeah, he did. Okay, Larry Storch.
The name's familiar.
Oh, well, you might know him as the voice of Mr. Whoopi on Tennessee Tuxedo.
Right.
I'm sure that's what you were thinking of.
Hey, gang, it's me, Mr. Whoopi.
Corporal, here it is, F Troop. He was Corporal Randolph Agarn on F Troop is the fort one I was trying to think of. Yeah, Larry Storch.
You know
Larry Storch.
We could pull one of those, like, do you think in, like, 50 years anyone's going to be talking about, like tracking down Jen Aniston? You know what I mean?
She's huge. But like if you'd say somebody like Ellen Pompeo.
She's big too, and she's grumpy.
She's not as big as, I've heard she's grumpy. But who's somebody that's not as big?
Well, maybe she'll dodge a murder charge and maybe cool out.
One of the other people on Grey's Anatomy that I can't think of any of their names.
What about the kid that plays?
Katherine Heigl.
The kid that plays that guy on that show.
Yeah.
Him.
So Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon, in 75 years, people going to be tracking down Young Sheldon and be like, oh my God, is this really you?
I don't know if they're tracking him down now.
Oh dear, I was a smart child.
And I was thinking I could leverage our radio show, which I've done in the past for my own purposes. I could say, hey, Robert Blake, whatever you're working on, man, we're going to interview you here on a highly rated radio show in one of the biggest cities in North Carolina.
I like that you said we, as in it would be... To say that we would all three be in the room when that happened.
Right.
I don't need to.
And that we would have any contribution to the interview.
And ladies and gentlemen, with the rest of the show, we'll be stepping out of the room for an interview that will never hit the air.
I used to do those to get free books back in the day. Jerry. Why can't I think of Jerry's last name? The guy that used to be one of Elvis's bodyguards. Got a great book out of him doing that one time. Really cool book.
You know, why haven't we done that more? That's a good idea.
Because you don't read?
No. I'm saying, like, I could have been angling and hit up, like, Dave Grohl. They never know if it's going to hit the air.
Of course.
Dave Grohl has a book.
You still can do it.
I listened to it. I didn't read it. He read it to me.
You got to be on the front end of these things, though, after it's already been
I realize that now.
List.
Hey, Dave, you want to promote your book that's already doing really great?
What you could interview him about is his movie that's coming out.
The horror movie?
Yeah.
Studio 666.
I'm really curious. It's supposed to be funny, yet campy, but
I think it's going to be another Kiss meets the Phantom of the Park.
I love that. I never go by that when that's on because it's so bad.
God,
it is so incredibly
awful.
Bad. And they had to overdub Peter Criss's voice in that. No, and Ace. Ace was so drunk and slurry that they overdubbed his voice with a very familiar cartoon voice. When he talks, you're like, huh?
Yeah.
Because you recognize it from all the Saturday morning cartoons from that time.
Oh, God. And their acting is just like us three, we would be better actors than any of them.
No question.
It's just terrible.
No question. All right. So we ready for phone calls now?
All right. Bring it on.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, Simon, what part of vacation don't you understand? Charlie's on vacation, yet you have her to call in to play a fucking game. Let people call in and guess his shit. Leave her alone. She's on vacation. Son of a fucking bitch, you're trying to get away from you. Yet you call her. Have her to call you. That's stupid as hell. Vacation! Dumb fuck. Get rid of Sean, too. He's a dumbass.
Well, I wish he would just be clear. What's he trying to say?
I don't know.
Why is there such outrage when they call when you? We call her, yet when you guys called me...
Hey, let's pull the curtain back.
No one minds.
And make it pretty clear that we set that up ahead of time, and everyone knows that we're going to be calling, and everybody's cool with it.
All right, cool with it? I don't know about that.
Well, hey, look, we don't have to call you.
I mean, one time you called me when I woke up and had just gotten in the pool in Florida.
Good. See, that's real life stuff. That's what the listeners want, except for Dale. And Dale used to be so cool, man. He used to be so much fun.
I think he's still fun. I actually find his outrage amusing.
Well,
so.
The last thing he was outraged about is the way Charlie says sentence.
Well, that's what I love, is that at any moment, it's kind of fun to see who he's going to turn on.
So now,
clearly, he's anti-us and you.
He's anti-me real hard.
I forget now because I think he made me self-conscious, and now I don't know. Did I say sentence?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he went off on that.
Sentence.
It's not sentence. Learn how to speak English. Google it.
Well, you're on vacation.
Well, then the other one was that he couldn't hear us because we were talking over music and it was too loud.
Oh, yeah. He said when those two dumbasses are there. That one was for me back when I was okay.
I thought it was me. I thought it was when you were out and it was just Charlie.
No, but he left the message
for
me.
Oh,
yeah. All right. Let's see
what
else. To
tell you how bad we are.
Don't worry. He'll be back.
Hey, Simon. I just wanted to comment on your last comment on the radio. So you were talking about the little boy that gets out of his room. And we have a grandson that kept getting out of his room. So I did some research and I found this amazing little plastic easy device called Door Monkey. And you attach it to the top of the door and it holds the door in place, but it lets it be ajar so they don't feel...
Wait, the door is ajar? How do you do that?
What, does it have a lid?
What is this?
Locked in. And it costs like $12 on Amazon. It is amazing.
So the door's
just
open, but it's closed?
Just wanted to let you know to share with your listeners. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
She's talking about that mom who had a little boy who kept sneaking out of his bed and walking around the house at night.
Mm-hmm.
So to stop him from doing that, she got a life-size, realistic-looking plastic goose and set it in front of his bedroom door. So whenever he opens the door to sneak out, she then hears the door slam and a muffled scream from inside his room.
Because he won't go out if the goose is there.
Yeah, yeah.
So instead, there's a contraption that basically prevents the child from even opening the door at all.
No, it
it's open like a crack.
A jar.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. That's
like
right.
A
but
jar.
They can't open it more and they can't shut it.
I don't know. I'm all about the goose. That's a good idea.
Yeah, but that's way better.
I think there's a lot of therapy coming for that kid later in life. Like
he's going to be so scared
of geeses.
Yeah. And he's in a conversation with somebody, like he meets somebody at the bar and they're talking. It's like, so where'd you grow up? Oh, over here. You know, I had that goose outside my bedroom door. And they're like, what? And he goes, what? You didn't have a goose outside your bedroom door?
That's the best. I love that.
All a lie.
I think that's the best kind of stuff is when you find out later on in life that something you thought was absolutely normal was not at all.
Hmm.
Like pantyhose long johns.
Doesn't everyone wear pantyhose long johns?
Yeah, right?
You're not sensitive about it, though.
No, I'm not at all.
No. Why
are you asking?
Just because of the look on your face.
That goose out front should have told you.
But I tell you what, when I look at pictures of you reacting to that from 10 years ago, wow, you looked so good 10
I
years
know.
Ago.
Jeez.
So young.
Hey, Simon, number one smell from childhood, Play-Doh.
That's a good one. But the actual number one was cut grass.
That's dumb.
Cut grass was the number one most memorable scent from childhood.
But we still smell that all the time.
Yeah, but
as adults.
I kind of get that, though, because, I mean, I always had to cut the lawn. Like, it was my job to cut the grass. Yeah. So, like, if I smell cut grass, I kind of think about that. Although, then it immediately makes me think of my Discman.
It's still your job to cut grass, though.
Yeah, but it's different.
It is different. I know what you mean. It takes me, when I smell it, it takes me back to summertime.
Oh, you don't cut grass, though.
Oh, God, no. But I used to. I used to, and hey, my rule was, if it will go under the lawnmower, it gets cut by the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
I was fairly free with what I run over.
Yeah, but there's so many, like, you know, my olfactory is really, really strong, and I have a lot of that callback with smells and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know? There's certain hair products that just, like, bam, it's 1990, and I'm fixing my hair to go out.
Mm-hmm. I've got a piece of furniture in my dining room that was in my grandmother's house on the Eastern Shore, and everything she had in that drawer is still in there. And every once in a while, I'll go in there and open that up and, you know, shuffle through some of it and get a big sniff because it takes me right to her house.
Huh. I mean, I get that. I mean, that's one of those things that smells were always going to be where it'll transport you back. I do think it's interesting, though. I mean, cut grass isn't the most, like, romantic thing to remember as a child.
Crayons.
And it's also just, it's not exclusive to children is the thing.
Crayons was number two. Opening up that box of crayons and getting that big sniff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. I never had one with the sharpener on it.
64?
Like you pricks.
That had the variety of colors. Yeah. Burnt sienna.
Hey, Simon. Just heard a Dukes of Hazzard song. Well, I bet you didn't know. Over 30 stunt people were killed filming that stupid STV show. I was really proud to hear y'all laughing and joking about the song.
Well.
Wow.
Oh, man.
All right, Debbie Downer.
Yeah, you guys. I just want to point out, sir, I wasn't here that day. It was these two who did that.
Okay.
He's mad at you for playing the song.
And laughing when 30 people died.
But I did a little research. During the run of Dukes of Hazzard, the whole time, one person was killed in a freak accident with a truck.
He thinks the people on the show.
They didn't kill people. No, they never killed people.
They didn't kill people on that show. They would blow up their outhouse.
Well, that's what they mean.
Yeah, so I was like, 30 people, they would have shut that production down.
Yeah, and I didn't even think of that at first. But you're right, that wouldn't have kept going had they killed 30 people.
Well, you guys are laughing about it. Everybody's dead.
I'm real proud of you.
Well, real proud of you.
Stop picking on the man.
What about them when they brought in their cousins?
Coy and Vance.
I'd killed some careers.
Coy and Vance and the aliens. Man, that was a great season, huh? Yeah, Bo and Luke left to go pursue their careers. Coy and Vance came in and stunk it up so bad, they paid them a truckload of money each. Like, how much money do you want? We'll give you anything in the world if you come back.
They jumped that truck full of money into Hazzard County.
One of them, I guess it was Vance. Was Vance the blonde?
I guess.
He came to an old radio station where I worked, like, did an appearance.
As Coy?
Yeah, and it was like, he was on the Dukes of Hazzard, and I was all excited, and then I was like,
he's the fake
guy.
The one season cousin.
At least bring me Enos.
What'd you say?
Flash.
Enos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Flash.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Simon. Could you answer the phone? I was wanting to talk to you about something, ask you something.
We get those every once in a while where people feel like they're talking to the answering machine and we're standing right over there.
Yeah, like hey, it's 1990.
Hey, Simon, pick up. I'm sorry, man. If you're listening to the podcast, there's a 1 in a million chance you might be listening to the podcast. Call back and leave us a detailed message with your phone number in it because we do call people back.
Yeah, let us know what you want to talk about.
Sure, man. I'm ready. You've got the number. 336-373-0987. If you ever want to call up, be part of the podcast or something, here's another one.
Hey, Simon, love you to death, but Sean, you need to leave the fish jokes alone. You're starting to flounder.
That guy's all right. He's talking about the lady who was putting the fish through her ex's mail slot.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Flounder. Got yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were just filleting there in the floor when he got home.
See what I'm saying?
God.
What?
Nothing. It hurts me because I had trout stuck in my head, and I can't think of anything that goes with trout.
Well, you got me hooked. All right, here's another one.
Hey, Simon. I call in all the time. I just have to keep telling you guys how much you mean to me, how you helped me through the holidays, which could have been horrible but weren't. maybe intermittently, but because of you guys, y'all are off the hook.
Aww.
I don't even know what kind of loopy roller coaster you're on, but I kind of ride right there with you. And I just wanted to let you know I had a realization just now. You guys are helping people stay alive during this pandemic. I don't know if y'all realize it or not, but you are. I really know that you are. And so I was going to request Staying Alive. I bet you wouldn't play it, but I know you would because you do. So you guys are so dang creative. You can come up with something more than I can. I think you need to honor yourselves and play a few songs about staying alive during hard times or whatever. I know y'all got some sort of repertoire I wouldn't even have. Huh. I just want to say thank you again so much. From southeastern Randolph County, where the men are, well, we're not going to do Garrison Keillor. But anyway, yeah, where it's cold as fuck. Bye.
Isn't she nice?
That is so sweet. And all of a sudden, I feel a ton of pressure put on a good show.
You were doing it already.
No,
and
that's
she was fully
that's
digging
so
it.
So nice to hear that.
Yeah.
You just don't think of that.
See?
Yeah, I'm more used to Dale.
Yeah.
Right. We're used to just getting cussed out. And
but what she's saying is stupid fish puns save lives.
I don't know if that's
what
she's saying.
Is that what she said?
I'm pretty sure.
I think that's what you're hearing.
Huh?
Hey, Simon, this is Tammy Ratcliffe, Madison, North Carolina. Hey, Simon, you play what I love, and you say you're just my friend, and you say you're just my friend. I love you, Simon. Continue on playing all my favorites. Bye-bye.
Isn't she sweet?
Thanks, Tammy.
She has different names sometimes when she calls, but that's okay.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes she's Angela.
Oh, got it. It happens.
Yeah, sure. And she sang to us, you know, that's rare too.
Hey, Simon, y'all need to fire Sean.
Yep.
He's a dumbass. And you don't need three people on that show. All you need is Charlie. And she don't work half enough and she don't get paid near enough.
That's true.
And get rid of Sean because he's a dumbass. And I'm just about ready to stop listening to you because of him. I don't like him. Never have, never will, and he's a dumbass. Fire him. Find somebody else.
What is he trying to say?
You know, I don't like the way that he attacks you, but he does have some really strong points in there.
I think you should have played him right after that girl who really liked us. I think that's perfect.
Let me just tell you, those are the two I kept. He really hurt my feelings on the ones that I didn't play you.
He was meaner than that?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, he went on and on about stupid and says stupid things and boring and sounds like Chris and Chris and all this.
Did he have better arguments for me in my favor?
I wasn't listening for that.
I don't know. I kind of feel like, well, you're upset. I'm upset he didn't even mention me.
Right.
Oh, he'll get back to you.
It's all about you and me, and it's like, where's that guy?
Yeah, Charlie's great. Give him more money. You're a jerk, dumbass, and all that.
Yeah.
What about the other guy?
I guess you just don't make an impression on him, bro. You should have shown him a picture 10 years ago.
He did say there were three people on the show, but then he said, you only need me. So
yeah.
Yeah. He didn't need to count you in at all.
And really fire Sean.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I had a good run.
You were a great 10 years ago.
Hey, Simon, I got just a clue for you. The movie you're talking about, listen, if you're familiar with the cartoon, that movie takes everything back to how it should be. There's your clue.
Well, all right, now we got the clue. He's talking about your Spider-Man movie.
Okay.
And he's saying that it takes it all the way back to the origins of the how it's supposed to be presented or whatever. I haven't seen it yet. You've told
me. You mean the new Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
Something about, oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't want a whole lot of spoilers for other people.
Are you sure he's talking about Spider-Man?
100%. Because that's what we were talking about that day when he left that message.
I mean, I guess by the end, I don't know.
This
I don't
confused look on your face doesn't look like you 10 years ago.
Well,
it doesn't look like you've seen the Spider-Man movie either.
No, I have seen the spot. No, but I guess I wasn't. I don't really know. I didn't follow the comics that aggressively. So it's like, I don't know.
I never watched the cartoon The one that had that cheesy Spider-Man. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the one from Electric Company. He was cool,
Spider-Man,
man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Where are you coming from, Spider-Man? Nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I always thought that was the Easy Reader, who you guys might remember the Easy Reader from the Electric Company was.
Morgan Freeman.
And they had the exact same body type. And I was thinking, oh my God, I'm blowing the lid off of this. The Easy Reader is Spider-Man.
No.
But it could have just been any schlub who happened to be there and could fit in the
whoever
suit.
Whoever put the suit on. Kind of like when we used to do Kids Carnival.
Yeah.
Whoever could put on the money.
No, Maddie looked great in that. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago. I could really pull that spandex off.
It was, at least.
Did you see that Spider-Man's now made like Titanic money?
It's the second biggest grossing movie in the history of movies.
It blew up.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I think everybody was just really, really, really excited to go see a good movie.
But is that the one? Is a superhero CGI movie the one? I guess it is. It's second biggest movie
ever. It's a Marvel movie because they are good movies.
Yeah, they really do have it dialed in. I mean, although, you know, you say that, it's a recognizable Marvel movie because the other ones haven't done as well. But
did you see The Eternals?
Not yet. I'm watching it tonight.
Yeah, it's about to come out on Disney Plus. Is it today?
Yep.
So yeah, that one just didn't interest me as much as I guess because it takes a twist.
That too.
It's a side thing. But the Shang-Chi was good until I fell asleep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and that was another one, a character that I wasn't aware
of. I mean, the kid loved it, but I just
Spider-Man is the best.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the one to pull me out of the house to go to the theater. You come up with another good Western, like you redo, come up with another redo of True Grit or another Magnificent Seven, and I'm going to the movies.
Could they do, like, do you see them being able to pull off, like, a Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, but, like, modernize it?
God, that would be a tough one.
Or, like, the Outlaw, to, like, go back and redo some of those
You could do Josie Wales a lot easier than you could Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, because Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is basically an art piece. It goes in so many directions, and, you know, there's so much going on symbolically in that.
The CGI. Good, the bad.
I don't think that one would translate.
But I think that's interesting because you said, you know, do another True Grit, but why not, you know, go back to some of these old classic, you know, Westerns? Because I think there is a definite market for that.
And yeah.
What was the one they did? Had Pratt. It had Chris Pratt. It
that
had
was
Denzel.
Magnificent Seven.
That was
great.
That was good. But I mean, it's like, I think there's more of that where they could do that. But I think there's also plenty. I mean, if anything has showed anything, it's like people dig Yellowstone and now they have that new 1883 or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
1883.
So, I mean, I think a lot of people will watch it. I still love anything that's old timey. I prefer of the Viking era, but, you know.
Whoa.
That's just me.
You're kicking it old school, man.
Yeah.
Well, the Last Kingdom.
It appears that we've just about run out of time on
already?
The Simon Says podcast. Be sure that you subscribe it and like it and tell your friends. And if you ever want to be a part of it, you want to call up and say that I'm awful and leave messages, 336-373-0987 is the number. You can check us out on the radio at 987simon.com.
Or if you want to say anything about me.
Oh, yeah, Matt is here, too.
I mean, I'll take good or bad.
I forgot for a minute.
I just want to know that you understand that I'm there for you.
I forgot you were here for just a second. Sorry. Final thought, Charlie.
Hey, it's Froggy. Tell Robert Blake happy birthday.
What about you?
I got to go home and get a big bowl of cottage cheese and prunes and go to bed at 4:30.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
Yeah.
All I heard was go to bed at 4:30 the rest of you. Yeah. All right, next time.
Night. Get up. This is a Get Up Show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast